the weather was not the only thing that was a bit stormy during President Obama's visit. He received an enthusiastic welcome in Poland, one of many former Soviet satellites that's concerned about Russia's moves to reestablish at least part of its old sphere of influence, exemplified by its actions in Ukraine. And that country's new president-elect thanked Mr. Obama for his support and expressed interest in closer relations. But while the United States remains close to its traditional allies in Western Europe, those countries are also secure enough to be more critical of U.S. policies and plans. The multiple European viewpoints are a function of history, geography, and local politics, according to Raoul Ruparel at the Open Europe Research Organization.
You know, these divisions have been ingrained for some time, and I think that we're now looking at a stage where the U.S. is trying to find the best way to manage them.
Here in London, one newspaper reflected the varying views of President Obama's policies. On Wednesday, The Times said the president's billion-dollar plan to improve military readiness in Europe is part of a new Cold War. The next day, it said Mr. Obama's major foreign policy speech last week signaled the new American isolationism. Meanwhile, The Guardian highlighted differences between the president and various European leaders over wiretapping, trade, and other issues. Still, as Mr. Obama met with key allies at a Group of Seven session in Brussels without Russia because of its annexation of Crimea, agreement was expected on top issues like Syria, Iran, Ukraine, and the economy. But on other questions, including future relations with Russia and who will pay for improved defenses, differences will remain.
For all who had so long awaited the event, this was indeed an hour of triumph.
The leaders will meet again Friday in northern France to mark the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landing, and Russian President Vladimir Putin will be there. The event will serve as a reminder of shared Western values and goals, as well as real differences on today's issues. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.